From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Still no deal in Iran nuclear talks, a senior U.S. official says. Discussions on Iran's nuclear program are tough and getting tougher as a Tuesday deadline approaches. VOA's Al Pessin reports.
The U.S. official said senior negotiators continue to put ideas on the table during their two or three daily meetings, but they've not found the right combination of terms on the remaining issues. The official spoke under the condition reporters not identify the person or publish direct quotes. The official indicated remaining issues include future Iranian research and development on nuclear enrichment and the pace and timing of relief from economic sanctions. The official said no one is giving up on finding a solution and predicted the talks will go right up to the deadline Tuesday night. Al Pessin, Luzon.
The head of Nigeria's Independent National Electoral Commission says it'll be today at the earliest before a clear result is known in the country's presidential election. Atahiro Jega made the announcement Sunday at the end of a second day of voting that had been called after technical problems and delays slowed down voting on Saturday.
We have received many complaints and allegations, and we have been doing our best to investigate each report that has come to us.
President Goodluck Jonathan is running for re-election against Muhammadu Buhari, a former military ruler. Liberian authorities are urging Ebola survivors to refrain from unprotected sex beyond the recommended 90 days, after the country's first Ebola death in more than a month. The 44-year-old female patient who died Friday was married to a man who had the disease but survived. Officials fear she may have gotten sick through sexual transmission. This is VOA News. Arab leaders say Saudi-led airstrikes in Yemen will continue until Houthi rebels surrender and withdraw from the territory they've seized. That announcement came Sunday at the end of a two-day summit in Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt. Saudi U.S. Ambassador Adil al-Jabir spoke Sunday in the CBS program Face the Nation.
When they were virtually about to take over the city of Aden with its president, we had to step in order to, in response to the request by the legitimate government to do so.
Saudi U.S. Ambassador Adil al-Jabir. The Islamic State terrorist group released a new video Sunday showing its fighters cutting off the heads of eight men described as Shiite Muslims. The eight were said to be beheaded in the central Syrian province of Hama. The video was posted on social media. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says support for Islamic State is expanding. In an interview with CBS Television 60 Minutes on Sunday, Mr. Assad said the number of Islamic State recruits has grown since a U.S.-led coalition began airstrikes on militant targets last September. The Syrian leader said charges that Syria used chemical weapons against civilians as Western propaganda. He also said he's open to having a dialogue with the United States, but would refuse to talk about whether he'd be allowed to stay in power. Tunisian security forces say they have killed the main suspect in the deadly museum attack that targeted foreign tourists. Tunisia's state news agency says Abu Sakr Lokman was killed, along with eight others, Saturday during an anti-terrorist operation in the Gafsa region near the Algerian border. Officials say Lokman's group, which is affiliated with the North African branch of Al-Qaeda, organized the March 18th attack on the Bardo Museum that left 21 foreign tourists and a Tunisian policeman dead. A major earthquake with a magnitude of 7.7 struck off the South Pacific island nation of Papua New Guinea Monday, prompting officials to issue a tsunami warning for various areas of the Pacific as far north as Russia. Officials in the capital Port Moresby say there are no reports of damage or casualties so far. The German wing's co-pilot, accused of intentionally crashing his plane into the Alps, may have had vision problems in addition to being treated by psychologists. The German newspaper Bild am Sonntag reports investigators found evidence the 27-year-old co-pilot, Andreas Lubitz, feared losing his eyesight due to a detached retina. Prosecutors say searches of his home have also uncovered documents suggesting an existing illness and appropriate medical treatment. Duke and Michigan State University scored victory Sunday to join number one Kentucky and Wisconsin in the Final Four of the U.S. Men's College Basketball Championship Tournament. The single elimination national tournament will be played in Indianapolis. Semifinals this Saturday, Kentucky versus Wisconsin. Duke takes on Michigan State. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.